Welcome to the step number 22, our climbing towards the victory of Easter through the desert of prayer, fasting and thanksgiving. The Lord is with you. It's Wednesday, 6th of March. One of the things that the demons, Satan, like and enjoys is a life without rule and regulation. A church, a community, a family where there is no order. Everybody does what he wants. Then that's where he flourishes. That's why the New Age spiritualities or the spirit of New Age spiritualities, the craving for Pentecostalism is to have a church without authority, without hierarchy, without rules, without control. That's everybody does what he wants. There's nothing, no rule to follow. What you must do before you do baptism, before you do communion, before you get marriage, what you must do to be a member. That is what the New Age spirituality is all about. And these are the things the demons like. In Matthew chapter 5, 17 to 19 today, Jesus says, I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to make them come to fulfillment. And he who obeys the least and of all these commandments and teach others will be the highest, but who does the contrary will be the least in the kingdom of God. With this, you compare Deuteronomy 4, where we read today, where it underscores the message of last Sunday, the privilege, the law of God as privilege, not as oppression or things that remove our liberty. In Quaresma, in Lent, Christians follow what the church prescribes. But to show you how the devil wins or destroys the Christian life and people, they makes them never to remember or to follow anything about abstinence, about prayer, about participation, any tendency to live a life, Christian life, without rule, have nothing to follow. That's don't want to follow any condition to be member of the church. Everything is as you like. This is demonism. The famous theologian Chesterton says the Catholicism is the only thing that has saved the modern man from being a slave to the rhythms of his time. The rhythm of his time that begin to every time, anytime, just a modern man goes away from what is the law of God. Recently, with clapping of hands, France put in her constitution the right to abortion, even the one that obliges medical doctors not to object according to their conscience. If you object, you'll be sent to hell. And the parliament stood up and be clapping. Where do we go from here? Jesus said, I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come to make them come to fulfillment. As you learn to follow rules, commandments, teachings of the church and of Christ, remain protected from the devouring of the enemy of our present time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Wednesday.